The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
The Ask Dr. Ernst Show is presented by Dr. Aaron Ernst, a board-certified chiropractic physician specializing in spinal correction, nutritional coaching, and cellular detoxification, and is for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be a substitute for professional advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Seek a qualified healthcare professional before changing your health program or embarking on a new one. Visit AskDrErnst.com for more information. It's time to transform your health with one of the nation's leading and growing authorities in total health. Over the next hour, learn from experts on how to revolutionize the health of those you love most. This is Ask Dr. Ernst. And now, here's your host, Dr. Aaron Ernst.
Well, happy Saturday. Can you believe it? It's the new year. You made it. You survived. 2020 is done. 2021. Let it begin. And hey, you're listening to the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. It's a show where pounds are shed, disease is dead, and where you can be set free from your health problems. We had one heck of a month of December, didn't we? We gave away all kinds of fun gifts and prizes and all sorts of stuff. So for all of you who took part of our December to Remember month for your health, congrats. We gave away thousands of dollars worth of coaching, advice, gift certificates, you name it. And I just want to say thank you to all of our loyal and local and even distant listeners. I had someone actually message me within this last week saying that they were listening from Sweden. That's pretty sweet. Sweden. Did you see it? I tried. Sweden, sweet. It didn't work very well. So what are we going to talk about today? It's the new year and you guys are itching. I know you are. Please, Dr. Ernst. Ugh, the holidays. I put 5, 7, 10, 12, 14, I don't know, whatever, on. I fell off the bandwagon. I fell off the horse. I fell off the train. I fell off whatever you were on. And I got to get back on track. So let's do it. A functional approach to weight loss is the topic of the first show of 2021. Rightly done because, again, in January, everybody wants to, you know, lose what they gain during the holidays. And you don't need experts to recognize that not only is this a problem for you, but obesity just across the world, technically, even in the United States, is becoming a staggering problem. Listen to this fact. The National Health and Nutrition Exam, which is the NHANES, because, of course, it's the National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey, found that 39% of Americans are obese. And I'm not just talking overweight. I'm talking they have body fat percentages that exceed 40% of their body as raw fat. And to give you an analogy, let's do this, okay? I think you understand 50%. So from your toes to about the middle of your stomach is 50% of your body. And then the other 50% would be stomach to skull. Well, let's slide that line up to just below your ribs, just where your xiphoid process connects, if you can even feel that thing. So you got your ribs that come up, and then you got that little bump where they all connect. That's about your 60% mark of your body. So I want you to envision if from there down it was just pure fat, nothing but fat. That's what it looks like when you have an exorbitant amount of body fat on your body. 39% of Americans are obese with a body fat percentage over 40% of their body fat. And by volume, that's the line right there, smack dab in the middle. Excuse me. Studies show that we don't just have a problem with weight. We have a problem with energy. We have a problem with health. And I'm going to share with you a secret concept that leaves the United States and heads on over to Japan and ask a question of why are they some of the skinniest people on the planet? Why do they have the longest lifespan of most other countries? Why do they have the lowest rates of heart disease, cancer, diabetes, stroke, and all other major issues? Well, it's this concept called, let's see if I can do this, Hari Hachi Bu. I did pretty good, except you. Let's try the Japanese version. Hari Hachi Bu. So Hari Hachi Bu is a Japanese word that you need to learn about that has everything to do with your ability to lose weight. What? What does a Japanese phrase have to do with how I lose weight? Well, Hari Hachi Bu means eat only until you're 80% full. Ding, 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 ding. So you got to understand, in Japan, a 6-year-old knows Harihachibu. He or she knows when you feel like you're getting full, stop, don't keep eating. Now, sadly, in the United States, I think most of us are like, what would be a good phrase? Harihachi, forget it. Okay? How full can I get? I have seen some patients who actually tell us, yeah, when I feel full, I keep eating. What? Why would you do that? Well, there's still food there and I paid for it and it's mine. So I understand, but you got to remember, your body only needs a certain amount of fats, proteins, and carbs. And surprisingly, if you went to Google and looked up the average size of a breakfast, lunch, and dinner in other countries, they look like our tapas and appetizers. So we just love to eat. And I'm not here saying that your problem is gluttony. I'm just here saying your problem is misinformation. If you want to lose a ton of weight fast, become educated. Learn about the Harihachibu concept of stop when you just feel like you're getting full. You might still say, well, there's food on my plate. What do? Wrap it up and save it for later or throw it away. Well, that seems wasteful. Well, you put too much on your plate to start, so shame on you, not me. Okay? You can do this. You can take control of your life. Your responsibility is for your health and your well-being. So let's do this, okay? How do we approach weight loss functionally? First, you have to understand the conventional approach to weight loss is incorrect. It's not an equation. You can't say this, well, because I had 1,000 calories for breakfast, if I work off 1,000 calories at my workout, I'm at a neutral. No, that doesn't work. There's no such thing as a calorie technically. What? Dr. Ernst, I don't understand. They measure everything in calories. Well, by definition, a calorie is simply the amount of energy it takes to raise 1 gram of water 1 degree Celsius, I believe, or Kelvin. You can look it up. It's just a measurement of heat. So, for example, a coal-burning fire gives off a certain amount of heat per the amount of coal. Well, a wood-burning fire gives off a certain amount of heat for the same volume of wood, and a gas-burning stove gives off the same amount of heat for equal amounts, but yet they're going to be different in their heats. It's still hot, but it's measured in the intensity. Well, that's what a calorie is. Does fat have more calories than carbohydrates? Yes, but that doesn't mean it's bad. That actually means it's good. It has more heat. It's more energy. So we got to talk about you taking control of your health. And because this is now the 1st of January, I want you to know I'm hosting the first ever Ask Dr. Ernst webinar of the new year. We're going to call it the first because it is the first. It's January. And what we want you to do is pick up the phone and register 704-906-2094. The webinar is on the 16th. That is basically 2 weekends from now. 704-906-2094. We'll be right back. Good afternoon. Happy first Saturday of the new year. You're listening to the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. Hey, it's a show where pounds are shed. We're talking about that today. Disease is dead. We're talking about that today. And where you can be set free. We're talking about that today. My name is Dr. Aaron Ernst, and if you're a first-time listener, love that you're here. We take the information that people ask us to talk about, turn it into these really jam-packed shows with a ton of information. Then we broadcast it on the airways, 99.3, 11:10 a.m., WBT. We also do it on Facebook and YouTube and Instagram and Parler and whatever, Twitter, etc. Our handle is Ask Dr. Ernst. It's AskDrErnst. You can also Google that to go straight to the .com. You can go to WBT.com and type in Dr. Ernst to find all of our shows and all kinds of stuff. Loads of information for you. And if you're a longtime listener, Happy New Year. Yeah. A couple weeks ago, I said I'll see you in the new year, and here we are today. And while it still feels the same to me, like everybody was like, hey, the new year, it's going to be like everything's going to change. Really? I must have missed that. It still feels the same to me. Functional approach to weight loss. And get this, I'm hosting an event. This is the first ever webinar of this year, 2021. Saturday, the 16th of January. It's about 2 weeks away from today. And what are we going to talk about? Everything that has to do with hitting your goals, losing weight, going beyond what I'm talking about today, but being more targeted and specific to you. maybe you have an energy issue, maybe you have psoriasis, maybe you have acid reflux or indigestion. Those are the same thing, just, you know. But someone actually did that. They said, I have both acid reflux and indigestion. Okay, thanks, but it's the same. Maybe you have high blood pressure or cholesterol issues or blood sugar problems or toenail fungus or you name it, whatever, a rash that won't go away or a bump on your back. I want you to know how to heal that. And I can teach you, but I need more time than just what I have for today. So how you join us is you pick up the phone, you call 704-906-2094. My incredible call team will say, hey, you want to register? What's your name, phone number, email? Done. We'll take care of the rest for you. You can also text it if you'd like, 704-906-2094. When you text, we only need your name and your email because your phone automatically comes through. Thank you, technology. It's easy. Boom, boom, done, and you're registered. So take some time if you wouldn't do that as we now dive deep into a functional approach to weight loss. Why am I calling it functional? Well, because conventionally, they're going to say, hit the gym harder, cut back on your food more, start a diet, do something crazy, in my opinion, and maybe seek out physician-guided weight loss programs. A conventional doctor, just so you know, might offer advice like reducing your caloric intake, decreasing your fat, eating only specific foods. But you have to remember, medical physicians have such limited training in nutrition that they only know what they've been told, which is old school information. Most physicians, unfortunately, their nutritional knowledge is based out of the 60s and 70s. They lack the time, they lack the knowledge, and they lack the skills to treat things like weight loss, weight gain, obesity, etc. To see a patient for 10 minutes, there's no way you're going to revolutionize their lifestyle and talk to them about healthy eating in just 10 to 15 minutes. And I hate to say this, okay, I'm not trying to throw most physicians under the bus, but here's how I find a medical doctor, right? Hey, doc, can I come in for a sec? Yeah, what's up? Well, listen, I'd like to interview you to see if you can become my doctor. Really? I've never had that happen before. What's up? Well, you know, I need to lose some weight. I want to kick some medications. Have you ever had a patient do that? Wait for the answer. Well, yeah, you know, we have people switch their meds from one to another, and, you know, some people have lost weight. Okay, great. Hey, real quick, doc, this is no judgment, but what's your BMI? What? How much body fat do you have? Are you working on that spare tire as well? Well, you know, I'm getting older too. Run fast. Okay. I would love to go to a physician who's got six pack abs, looks like Superman, and literally, you know, like, this is me. You know, I want someone who walks the talk and talks the walk, or however you say that. I hate to say it, but a lot of physicians are obese themselves. I said it. I'm sorry. If you seek out a financial advisor, I hope you sign one who's wealthy and rich. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to throw people on the bus, but I was driving here the other day, and I stopped off in a parking lot. And there's like an insurance agent, and it says, now offering financial coaching. And I'm like, no. You don't go to an insurance agent for long-term investments. You find a financial agent. Okay, so that's what I'm trying to say. Like, okay, if you're going to a medical doctor, they work with sickness, illness, disease. They're not going to get you well because that's not what they do. You need to go to a wellness doctor, a functional physician, someone who actually says, hey, look, I not only teach this, but I lost 48 pounds myself. I used to have this and now I don't. I used to take this and now I don't. Now I teach people how to do it. That's the kind of physician I want. Let's see if we can get some thumbs up on our Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Parler, Twitter feeds. Like, guys, where's the thumbs up on that, right? I want a physician who's already gone through the hell in the handbasket and knows how to help me do it. I want a physician who has gotten off medications themselves and knows how to do it. I want a physician who's got six-pack abs and who's not afraid to walk into the exam room shirtless and can say, you want these results? Sign right here. That's what I want. Obesity's climbing. Pharmaceutical companies are cashing in on it. It's an epidemic that is very profitable. So how do we do this? Easy. So easy, guys. It's so easy. Number one, stop working out. What? Dr. Ernst, the gyms are offering free memberships during the month of January. They want me to lose weight. Yeah, but weight loss isn't done in a gym. Weight loss is done at home. If you go to a gym to work out, expect to gain weight. Why? Well, muscle's more dense than fat. It doesn't weigh more. You know, I get a lot of people who's like, yeah, I understand that. A pound of muscle weighs more than a pound of fat. And that's not possible. A pound's a pound. The difference is a pound of fat is this big and a pound of muscle is only that big. It's dense. And when you work out, you're going to build muscle. And when you build muscle, you're going to weigh more. So go work out if you want to bulk up and put on good muscle. And that's important to do. So I'm not saying don't go work out, but don't go to the gym thinking, if I do 45 minutes on the treadmill and I go around, you know, 10 minutes on these little exercise machines that I think I know how to do, but I don't, and I don't want to hire a personal trainer because they cost a lot. They're a lot. They're expensive. $2,400 for them to show me how to work out. YouTube can do that for me, and I'm going to go work out on my own, and I'm going to lose weight. No, you are not. Okay, second, conventional technology and wisdom says just go on a diet. Low fat, low carb, paleo, keto, AIP. God, what was the other one that we just did? The SILT diet. I mean, all this this stuff. So, like, there's a billion diets out there, okay? Do they work? If you work them. I don't care what diet you pick. You can pick the no-food diet. It's going to work if you work it. You can pick the eat-everything diet. It's going to work if you work it. Keto, yeah, it works if you do it. Paleo, of course it works if you do it. Vegetarian, vegan, you name it. Mediterranean, South Beach, Zone diet, grapefruit diet, lemon diet, Twinkie diet. I don't care. It's going to work if you work it. Remember, it's not the diet that gets results. It's your mindset. Mindset is the key. This amazingly, wonderfully complex body you have is not that complicated to kickstart, okay? There's ways to biohack weight loss. What does biohack mean? Well, it means make your metabolism do something faster, stronger, and more efficiently by creating a change, a stress, a difference in your body. The functional approach to weight loss says to first, number one, address the mainstream problem. You can't take a pill and lose weight, period. You can't move more and lose weight, period. You can't cut down your food and lose weight, period. Because your body's going to say, why are you doing this? Why am I only eating 500 calories? Why am I running but not moving? This doesn't seem right, and it's going to pack on the weight to protect you and prevent you from hurting yourself. The solution is to do what the research says. Right now, we know there are certain things you can do. I'm going to call them 10 strategies that makes sense for everyone, no matter what your genetic background, your philosophical background, even your religious background. These things work regardless of who you are. And here's my 10 functional steps to lose weight this new year. Number one, start eating real food. And you might think, well, I am. I had a pizza and a Coke. That ain't real food, guys. That's not even food. Okay, it's synthetically processed, man-made foods full of chemicals and all kinds of things. And it violates, if you don't do this properly, what I call the Hara Habachi Hu. Okay, we aren't designed to eat 8 slices of pizza and say I polished off a whole 17-inch or 20-inch pizza. That's enough food for 4 people, just so you know. We're not designed to eat an entire bag of chips in one setting. There's probably 26 servings in there. That's 26 people, but what did you do? Well, I was watching The Crown, or what's the new one that everybody's all into? The Virgin River and all those Netflix things that everybody's like, oh, is Jack going to come back and is the baby going to make it? Okay, it's an emotional eating process, and you stop your metabolism and you shut the whole thing off. Real food, non-processed, non-packaged foods. This is like the stuff that your great-great-great-great-great-great-grandmother used to eat. If they went out and they were like, I'm hungry. Well, what'd you kill? Nothing. Then we're not eating. It's wintertime and all the vegetables are gone. You got to go get a squirrel or a deer or a bear and go get it. Okay? Today we live in an environment where there's food everywhere. You can go to the hardware store trying to buy wood and there's still food there. It's ridiculous. Food should be sold in food stores and that's it, period. Target, right? You have their grocery side, but then you have the clothing side. And what's on the clothing side? Candy bars and all kinds of stuff. It's everywhere. Like, you know, you pick up a shirt and you shake it hard enough and food's going to fall out of it. It's everywhere. What are real foods? Guys, it's so simple, right? It's real easy. Plant-based food items, non-starchy vegetables, low-sugar berries, fruits, avocados, nuts and seeds and beans, fish, chicken, turkey, eggs, and anything that comes out of the ground. It's pretty straightforward. That's step number one. Just eat real food. Okay, Spam is not real food, nor are Vienna sausages, nor are, you know, McDonald's or even Chick-fil-A. It ain't real. Okay, next. Reduce or eliminate your sugar consumption. And this, I think, is pretty straightforward, but researchers have found that the average American consumes, ready for this, 152 pounds of sugar a year per person. So if you got two people in your family, you're polishing off 300 pounds of sugar a year on the average. Most of this stuff is found in other food items and sugars that are hidden in places like corn and dairy and wheat and rice and soy and oats and all this kind of stuff. And one study found that you go gluten-free, you go grainless and dairyless, your sugar consumption drops drastically, inflammation goes away, and you can lose weight just by doing that. So we're 2 in 10 of these functional steps for weight loss, and we have a commercial coming up. But here's what I want you to do. Now's the time to act. If you want to knock out this year and hit the ground running, pounds down, medications gone, energy back, life back, focus back, you can do it in 2 weeks on my webinar, which is free. 704-906-2094. Saturday, the 16th of January, 10 a.m. in the comfort of your home, 704-906-2094. Call it, text it, and we'll be right back. And, yep, it's the first Saturday of 2021, and yep, it was supposed to feel a lot different, and it still doesn't, and yep, you're still in control, not everyone else, and yep, you probably want to lose weight, and let's do it. Functional approach to weight loss, not conventional. No gyms, no crazy diets, no doctors, no pills, no Dr. Oz saying take this new supplement, none of it. Just real, raw, functional approaches to weight loss. 10 steps to guarantee you losing weight this year. I think it's a lot of fun, and I've done all of them, and they all work. So here we go. Step number one, simple and quick because we've already talked about it. Eat real food. How do I know if food's real versus fake? If it's in a box, it's fake. If it's got a barcode attached to it, it's fake. If it's in a Ziploc bag or a plastic bag or whatever, it's fake. Well, Dr. Ernst, the chips are made from potatoes, so isn't that real food? No. Eat a potato. Don't eat potato chips. Well, what about these beet chips? Aren't these healthy for me? Yeah, beets are, not beet chips. Eat real beets. Eat real food. Food. Plants, clean animals, if you do that, fish, chicken, turkey, eggs, and nuts and seeds and other things, berries, etc., fruits, keep them light, but you can do them and focus on the fatty plants. Plants, 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 and animals. Eat plants and eat animals if you're a carnivorous human. And if you are not, then just eat plants and just focus on that. Number two, reduce and eliminate your sugar. The average American consumes 152 pounds of sugar per year, per person each year. That's insane. That's about as much as you should be weighing. You eat yourself in sugar every year on average, okay? Food sensitivities can come from massive amounts of sugar, but the hidden sources, dairy, hidden, wheat, hidden, corn, hidden, rice, hidden, oats, hidden, cut them all out. There's studies showing you go grainless and you eat real food, your inflammation goes down, your insulin resistance, which is diabetes, goes down, your weight goes down. Boom. That's step number two. Three. This is a big one. This is a huge one. Most people aren't doing this. Eat gut-supporting foods. Certain studies have shown that when your microbiome is out of balance, that's all the healthy bacteria in your gut, you cannot lose weight. Many people, A, are not eating enough fiber, first of all. High-fiber foods are things that have lots of stalks and stems to them. The broccoli stalks that most of you just chop off the tips, right? The tree limbs we're cutting off, but the trunk we toss. No, eat it. Celery is a high fiber. The stalks of Swiss chard and dandelion and even kale, phenomenal. Maybe you need a fiber supplement. Do it. Fermented foods are exceptional gut foods. Kimchis, sauerkrauts, high quality probiotics. You need to eat foods that support your gut. Step number three of our 10 to functionally lose weight. Number four, inflammation is the scourge of weight loss. Overall, most Americans eat way too much inflammatory foods like vegetable oils, corn, wheat, rice, soy, oats, and animals that eat corn, wheat, rice, soy, and oats. Grain-fed meat products, so beef and chicken and fish that eat grains, are a highly inflammatory food, and various cycles occur in the body when you eat grain-fed animals that ensures inflammation takes place. And your body will cling on to fat like an insulator to help you deal with the inflammation. So if you want to lose weight, get less inflammation in your body. Shift your omega ratio from being 40 times the omega-6s down to maybe 4 times, and bam, the weight flies off. This is why flax seeds and pumpkin seeds and hemp seeds and chia seeds and walnuts and grass-fed animal products and wild-caught fish and, you know, you name it, avocados, coconut products are so great. They're plants. They have lots of fats. And if you eat animals, grass-fed, wild-caught, inflammation down, weight down. Okay, number 5. This is going to be a little tricky one because some of you might say, what does that have to do with my weight? Your sleep hygiene. How clean do you sleep? Well, I take a shower before I go to sleep. I must be clean. No. I'm not talking about that. Do you make it all the way through the night? Are you a really deep sleeper? Certain studies have shown that if you wake up multiple times throughout the night, then you tend to gain weight. And the reason for that is cortisol spikes and that pushes insulin, and then therefore you store sugar as fat. You're looking to make it all the way through the night with no interruption. But many of you struggle with this, so we want to do some things. Go to my website and type in sleep enhancement, sleep hacking. Go download our podcast on sleep. I've done entire shows on how to get better sleep. And there's so much to talk about. We're just going to move on to the next one because sleep is a whole hour in and of itself. Number 6 of 10, decrease your stress. I know it sounds weird because, you know, a lot of us are stressed out. It's the new year. It's the holidays. We have all the bills from the overspending. We have all the pain of the overeating. And we're like just going, I'm so stressed. Well, research shows that chronic stress can make you overweight, make you stay that way. The more stress you have, the more cortisol you have in your blood. Cortisol drives inflammation, which drives fat storage. So we need to start learning how to begin de-stressing your life. Deep breathing is simple to do at home. Easy. Just take an inhale for 5 or 6 seconds. Hold it for a minute. Not a minute. Hold it for a second or two. And then try to exhale for another second or two longer. 4 seconds in, then 5 or 6 out. 6 seconds in, then 7 or 8 out. Meditation, going for a walk, being in nature, praying, you name it, taking a nap, yoga, anything you can do to decrease your stress. That's number 6. Number 7, here's a big one, guys. Set yourself up for success, okay? I have learned that what a lot of people do is they go like this. I'm going to lose 49 pounds in 2 days, and I'm going to not eat anything at all. And while you might be able to make it through those 2 days, you only lost 7, so you set yourself up for failure to start. Begin understanding that when someone loses 48 pounds, they don't usually do that in a weekend. They do it in 4 or 5 weeks or 4 or 5 months. Men tend to be able to just shed weight fast. Women, it's kind of like a pound here or there, or here or there. So don't think because your husband is knocking down 10 pounds in 2 weeks and you only did 4, that something's wrong with you. You have to set yourself up for success. Start planning your meals. Start planning your shopping. Start downloading recipes. Start planning and saying, I'm going to do this and I'm going to make it so easy that I can't make it a failure. I can't give up on this. There's 7 of our 10 steps. When we come back from this next commercial break, we're going to break down the rest of them and give you some secret tips. This is the best part, secret tips on drastically engaging fat burning. And if you'd like to join me for my webinar in 2 weeks on Saturday, the 16th of January, now's the time, 704-906-2094. 704-906-2094. This is where we kickstart the new year with full coaching, full encouragement, a group of people who are like-minded so we can help each other. 704-906-2094. It's the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Happy Saturday. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. I'm your host, Dr. Aaron Ernst. What an incredible conversation we're having. Hey, if you're new to our show because it's the new year, head on over to facebook.com/AskDrErnst. You can also do Google through youtube.com/AskDrErnst, twitter.com/AskDrErnst, Instagram and Parler and whatever. Okay, you can even go to AskDrErnst.com if you're an old school .com-er. We have all kinds of free resources. I think one of the best things for you right now that's free is our restaurant list. I've updated it. All the greats of the greats for the Charlotte, Carolina area are on there. We had someone say, Dr. Ernst, in the last commercial break, through our website. So they went to the .com. They hit the contact button and it says, love that you're talking about weight loss for the new year. Biggest struggle I have is I don't cook at home. I eat out the majority of the time. How can I do what you're talking about but eating out? So Bob, here's the deal. That is tough, but it's easy if you just go to the restaurants we approve and you follow what we talked about at the top of the hour. Harahachi Boo. You're welcome. What? What is that? Maybe you're just tuning in. You don't know what I'm talking about. Harahachi Boo is the Japanese term that means only eat till you're 80% full. Yeah, there you go. So the problem with restaurants, just so you guys know, is they give you enough food to feed an entire family on one plate. Most of them. Okay, some of them are starting to do better and they're cutting back, but the average dinner plate, I don't know if you guys know this or not, is enough food for two people. And the crazy thing is, a lot of restaurants do this. If you're going to share, you're going to pay extra. Like, oh, come on. Are you serious? So what do my wife and I do when we go out? Well, she orders an appetizer. I order the entree. We split both and we're done. That way there's no share fee, right? So she'll say, I want the appetizer as my main meal. And then I'll say, yeah, I want the main meal as the main meal. And then we just go halvesies on each, right? I end up paying for it all, just, you know. But no, just kidding. Halvesies is usually for how you pay for stuff. And guys, if you're listening, you should take your wives out to eat and you should pay for it. Okay. The last thing you ever want to see, even as a married couple, is your wife going, I got this, because it's a psychological thing. It's the same money, but you need to be the one, right? That's just my opinion. All right. For those of you just tuning in, we're talking about 10 steps to turn on rapid functional weight loss. What is functional weight loss? Well, it's not conventional or traditional. It's not dieting. It is not working out. It is not taking pills. It is not any of that. It's just getting to the core root of what your body needs to lose weight, which is understanding metabolism and understanding basic rules of human physiology. Number one, just eat real food, not fake food. Snickers, fake. Twinkies, obviously fake. I don't even think Twinkies burn if you throw them in a fire. They just sit there and nothing happens to them. Fake. So what's real? Proteins that come from animal sources and plant sources, fish, chicken, turkey, eggs, grass-fed animal products, wild-caught seafood, etc., nuts and seeds, vegetables, and certain fruits that are low glycemic, and that's about it. Period. Oh my gosh, it doesn't sound like a lot. It's actually a ton of food, guys. Number two, cut your carbs, cut your sugars, get them down. 152 pounds per year per person on average is way too much. Many of you could just stop gaining weight if you stopped eating the weight you're gaining by stopping the sugars. It's not just white sugar, guys. It's all the hidden sugars. Corn, sugar, dairy, sugar, wheat, sugar, rice, sugar, oats, sugar. All of it. Grains, out. Dairy, out. Forever? No. But if you need to lose 20 pounds, get it out till the 20 is down. If you need to lose 100, get it out till the 100 is down. Start eating gut foods. Number three. Your gut is your immune system. You can't process carbohydrates, fats, and proteins that are healthy through there if it's an absolute mess and it's overgrown with yeast and bacteria and all sorts of things. Bone broth, an exceptional gut food. You can fast with that and clean it out in a couple days. And you can also eat fermented or cultured foods like sauerkraut or kimchi or kefir, non-dairy. Don't do dairy kefir. I had a patient say once, well, it's fermented and it's milk, so I can drink that, right? No. Coconut kefir, yes. We have to decrease your inflammation, number four. Look, weight gain is inflammation in your body. The more inflamed you are, the heavier you are, A, because you retain fluids, and B, because you retain fat. You can't burn fat in a highly inflamed environment. If your omega-6 fats are high, you're inflamed. Where do the omega-6 fats come from? Processed foods, corn, dairy, wheat, rice, soy, oats, and vegetable oils, and grain-fed proteins. Grass-fed beef, no inflammation. Corn-fed beef, lots of inflammation. You know what's interesting? They used to say that red meats cause heart disease. Now we learned, no, that's not true. Corn-fed red meat causes heart disease. Grass-fed red meat reverses heart disease. Chickens that are fed vegetable foods, corn and rice and wheat, cause disease. Those that are allowed to go out and eat snails and spiders and bugs and whatever they can find, yeah, they actually reverse it. So it's not the protein, it's what the protein eats. Number five, sleep hygiene. Most of you are not sleeping well enough. You're not sleeping through the night. You're stressed out. You're staying up late. Cortisol's through the roof. Some of you are saying stuff like, I'm so tired, but when I try to sleep, I can't shut my mind off and I'm falling asleep during the day. And some of you are saying the opposite. Well, I fall asleep, but I keep waking up over and over and over and over and over. Download our shows on how to change your sleep hygiene, and that'll help you to lose weight. Number six, your stress. Research shows that if you're stressed out, you gain weight. Truly and honestly, because cortisol's high when you're stressed. The cortisol ramp will make you store fat from sugar and proteins. So if you even go protein low and sugar low, you'll still store fat if you're stressed out. Deep breathing, relaxation, guided meditation, prayer, go for a nature walk, hug a tree, lay down on the ground, take a nap, do yoga, find what you can do to decrease your stress, and your weight will fall off as well. Number seven, set yourself up for success, not failure. Don't set a goal to lose 100 pounds in 2 days. It's not going to happen. First of all. And second of all, you're going to hate yourself because you're going to say, I tried it and it didn't work. Make it realistic. Make it smart. Something that's obtainable. Start doing this. Here's my advice for you guys. If you want to prioritize your weight loss this year, actually go into your schedule and write out when you're going to eat. I know it sounds weird, but breakfast is at 7 a.m. because if you miss it, you miss it. Okay, you need to put it down so you know I'm blocking out my schedule so I can actually enjoy my food. See, so many of us eat in the car while we're texting and our knees are driving the steering wheels. Stop it. A, that's for safety reasons, and B, it's stress. When you're stressed out, you can't digest your food. When you can't digest your food, undissolved proteins, fats, and carbs turn into fat. Most of you also work and eat at the same time. I don't have time to take a lunch. I need my proposal's due. My job needs to be done. I can't eat. I got too much to work on. Well, it's also stress. Plan what you're going to eat and plan the times you're going to eat it at. Identify triggers that you know are a problem. Every time I walk by the offices, break room, they got pounds of Krispy Kremes that are dropped off every day. Here's what I would do. I'd find the person who's buying them and tell them, don't do it anymore. I'll tell you, I'll give you $50 if you stop bringing the donuts in. And number two, if a donut's a trigger, just don't walk by. Don't walk by. I have a lot of people who are like, every time I go to the grocery store, that Snickers bar, it has my name on it now, right? Because they're doing that. Just like Coke. It says, Susan, eat me. Well, Susan's like, oh, okay. But you can control that. Go in a different area. When I check out at Lowe's, I don't use the main ones. I go all the way to the back at the lumber section because that's where the big contractors are buying stuff and there's not a lot of food back there. It's just literally wood. So I, no matter what I get, I go out different lanes. I know my triggers. I avoid them. Okay, avoid spontaneous eating. Don't go buy the leftover pizza and say, I'm going to just get it and walk out the door with it. Don't go to your refrigerator and open it and say, what should I eat? You should already know what you wanted before you went in there in the first place. If you're opening the refrigerator, looking at it and going, what is there to eat? Wrong. You should wake up and say, Hari Hachi Boo. I'm not going to do this. All right? Number eight. Determine the diet that works best for you. Now, this is tricky because biochemically, everyone is slightly different. This means that everybody has a different diet that works best for them. Some people do better when they're only vegetarians, and some people do better when they're mostly keto. Some people do better on lots of starchy vegetables, and some do better on none. My recommendation is try different ones and see how you feel and how you respond. Some people do keto and they hate it. They're like, it's the most miserable diet ever. And some people are like, I love it. It was fantastic. If you hate your diet, pick a different one. Switch them up. There's so many of them. Number nine, avoid what I call food fights. And I'm not talking about like throwing food at each other. Here's what I mean. Let's say TJ, my producer, is like, man, I love paleo. I love it. I love it. It's working for me. And I'm like, paleo sucks. Go keto. That's a food fight, guys. Because what's going to happen is you're going to start arguing. He's going to say, man, high protein is the best. And I'm going to say, that's ridiculous. High fat's the best. And we're going to argue back and forth, and we're going to leave discombobulated. There's so much information out there about different diets. Some people feel better on different ones. Diehard devotees to certain diets can become so rigid that they will literally not agree with some statements that I say. Let me give an example. Dr. Mark Hyman believes that paleo diet is the best thing on the planet. I, however, don't, because some people don't need all that excessive protein and that actually causes more damage to them. So some people will say, well, you don't agree with Dr. Hyman? No, I do not for those people. I'm a bigger person who would say, let's find out. Now, I don't know if you know this or not, but as a physician, as a wellness coach, as a chiropractor, as a functional practitioner, I can actually test you and find out what your body wants to eat. This is something new. We've been doing this now for about 6 months. We have an epigenetic profile test. I can run some urine on you, and it'll tell me this is the diet you should eat. That's worth gold, if you ask me. How much does a test cost? It's about $450, but it's worth it, in my opinion. Number 10, diet. Okay, now, I'm telling you, don't diet, but now I'm telling you, we need to work on your diet. Research shows you can't actually diet incorrectly. So you do need to pick a diet, but don't worry about it. Don't stress about it. See, so many people are like, oh, which one should I do? It's a new year. Should I do the this diet or the zone diet or the Mediterranean diet or the da-da-da-da? Just pick one and do it. It doesn't mean that it's not going to work. But here's what I want you to understand. Pick it, stick with it, do it, and you're going to get results. Now, if you pick it and you do the keto and you're like, I'm getting results, but man, I just don't feel good. Ugh. Maybe it's a sign that's not your metabolic diet type. Try paleo. Well, I'm doing well with that, but I also don't like it. Well, then go AIP. I don't like AIP. Well, then go SILT diet or whatever that one. I've already forgotten the name of it. We did this the certain diets. Remember the certain diets from a couple weeks ago? Go on the certain diet. Well, I don't like that one either. Fine, become a vegetarian. Well, I like to eat meat. Become a flexitarian. Stop complaining. Stop whining and just pick one and do it. Commit to it. Now, I have 1 minute left, so here's my ultimate secret, right? How do we lose a ton of weight fast? Guys, it's real simple. Just decide that you're going to do it. Truly, like, I'm not going to try a diet. I'm going to do it. Stop trying things. Let me give you an analogy. I'm going to try to turn this camera off. I'm trying. I'm not doing it. I'm trying. I'm trying to turn it off, but I'm not doing it. Don't you see my point? You can't try anything. You just have to do it. Pick your plans. Do it. If you need some coaching and some advice, that's what we're here for. AskDrErnst.com. Also, you can register for my webinar. I'll show you exactly what you need to do, specific and custom to you, but you have to register. Pick up the phone. Do it. Call the number. Do it. 704-906-2094. 704-906-2094. Text it, name and email, and I'd love to see you on the webinar in 2 weeks. Guys, we're starting the new year strong. I'll see you next week with even more health tips and in 2 weeks on the webinar. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.